Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Kizer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Kizer. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive into center field. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Fondi moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fondi scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards third. Hook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is hit by the pitch. Don Kizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenhunt and settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mixis moves to second. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mixis scores. Hoke moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoke. The throw from Bailey and he is out, Jablonski applying the tag. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall bunts towards the mound. Kaiser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenhunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenhunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wisenhunt hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chee-Tee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kaiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaiser is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaiser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Klusowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoke is called out on strikes. Two outs. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-1 in the game. Jablonski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jablonski. The throw from Chiti and he is out, Mixas applying the tag. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Nuxhall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski juggles the ball. That's an error on Jablonski. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to third for the out. Irvin moves to second. One out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0-for-2 in the game. Wisenant hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chiti hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Bell reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski is walked intentionally. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenhan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kizer strikes out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McMillan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jablonski strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Joe Nuxhall. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeffcoat. The throw from GT and he is out, Banks applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rocky Bridges now playing third base. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Acker now pitching. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Irvin bunts towards the mound. Acker fields it and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski juggles the ball. That's an error on Kluszewski. Banks moves to third. Jim King pinch hits for Pete Wisenant. Don Gross now pitching. Frank Kellard pinch hits for Jim King. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Kellard reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. Morin moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Solly Drake pinch runs for Frank Kellard. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chitty is walked intentionally. Don Kizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kizer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kizer strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Solly Drake now playing center field. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Cubs, 3, Reds, 3. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 3 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fondi bunts towards the mound. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoke moves to second. One out. Brooks Lawrence now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan bunts towards first. Fondi fields the ball and throws to Kizer covering. Safe. Lawrence moves to second. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Rocky Bridges. Turk Lown now pitching. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Gramas now playing third base. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 4 in the game. Morin strikes out. 1 out. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Chiti hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.